Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Today we want to continue on. We've been talking about a gentleman named Jonas Clark, who's a prophet, who's now teaching others to be prophets. And he was talking about the Jezebel spirit. He's got all these different things he sells, called the kits, different kits for this and a kit for that, you know. Well, he's also got one called the Stop Jezebel Now Kit. Here we go. For it says details for the Jezebel Now kit and product description. Once again, we have a product description, so he must be selling something. Well, of course, now get me started on that again, I guess. I'll try not to do that. But I get so exaggerated, I guess, you can say, when I get to talking about these guys who every little bitty word that they claim they hear from God, they can't give it to you unless you pay for it. And that makes me sick. And they use the excuse, you're not paying for the message. You're just paying to help me. But they'll tell you right on there, you can't get the message unless you plant a seed. And then they tell you how much the seed is. You know, just nuts. But anyway, he's talking about what they were talking in the book of Revelation about the Jezebel spirit. And what it says in Revelations, chapter 2, verse 18, he says, "And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write," and this is with John, of course. You know, John was on the island of Patmos, and he wrote this here, and he says, he was there, and this is some of the stuff that John learned. He says, "The Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like burnished bronze, says this, 'I know your deeds and your love and faith and service and perseverance, and that your deeds of late are greater than at first. But I have this against you, that you tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, and she teaches and leads my bondservants astray, so that they commit acts of immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. I gave her time to repent, and she does not want to repent of her immoralities. Behold, I will throw her on a bed of sickness, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of her deeds. And I will kill her children with pestilence, and all the churches will know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your deeds. But I say to you, the rest who are in Thyatira, who do not hold this teaching, who have not known the deep things of Satan, as they call them, I place no other burden on you. Nevertheless, what you have, hold fast until I come. He who overcomes, and he who keeps my deeds until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of the potter are broken to pieces, as I also have received authority from my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." So see, he's talking about this Jezebel, this prophetess, who's leading, she's a false prophet, leading people astray. We don't hear a whole lot about, as far as details, about the Jezebel. We know enough to know that she's wrong. We know enough to know she's practicing the evil, and that she's leading God's children astray. And that's wrong. That's bad. And that the Lord's not going to tolerate it. So what I found out on Jonas Clark's website, now keep in mind the Bible doesn't say a whole lot, especially details about this. But Jonas claims, okay, here's what he says. Here's what the product description says about the Stop Jezebel Now kit. "The spirit of Jezebel is looking for you. Jezebel destroys the lives of thousands of good people just like you, and they don't know how to fight back. But it doesn't have to be that way. All you need is a little help from someone that knows what you should do. And once again, who's that that you need? Well, you need Jonas Clark, founder of the Voice magazine, can help you. To stop the Jez, I don't want to do that too good. He's not going to hire me. I better say that with a lot, little bit less passion. But anyway, to stop the Jezebel spirit, you need some help. You need an easy strategy that will put an end to that spirit's wicked attacks against you. Talk about the spirit of Jezebel is one thing. Revelation and practical ways to help you overcome the spirit of Jezebel is another. But he claims that he went through years fighting something that he says, I went through years fighting something that I couldn't see and didn't even know existed. But 20 years ago, the Holy Spirit gave me the pieces to the puzzle. I got victory over the spirit of Jezebel, and you can too. That's Jonas Clark's testimony there. It says, you have probably experienced the crafty spirit of Jezebel, her dangerous messengers, dedicated students, and deceiving servants. The Bible teaches about the spirit of Jezebel, and there are many things that that spirit does to hurt and make your life totally miserable. Jezebel is not a person. Jezebel is a spirit that releases demonic controlling and manipulating witchcraft against your mind and into your life. Boy. You can stop the Jezebel spirit now. Now, many consider Jonas Clark an expert on overcoming the spirit of Jezebel. If you are serious about winning this battle, he can help you. You are probably warring, fighting against an unseen spirit that is trying to destroy your life, family, ministry, and future. Right now, that's happening. With the information that Jonas provides and the right kind of prayer, you can stop the spirit of Jezebel. Don't let another day go by. Let Jonas help you win. Well, what this says is it tells you that you can discover the spirit of Jezebel's 8 forms of control. You can learn to see through Jezebel's deceitful camouflage. Learn how the spirit of Jezebel slowly chains and addicts you to her. Learn how Jezebel uses you without your knowledge. Now, I don't know where these 8 forms of control come from. They're not in the Bible. So it's another one of these miraculous extra-biblical words of knowledge that these guys claim they hear all the time. You also learn how the spirit of Jezebel hijacks your authority. This Jezebel spirit has 6 ways to manipulate you. Now see, here's again, I want to read these to you folks because I want you to understand something. The Bible doesn't give you all this info, but these guys claim that God gave them this info extra special. That's why they're prophets. See, God spoke to them, and they, instead of, here we go again, don't we? You know, every time I talk about these guys, it comes right back down the same old path, doesn't it, folks? Sad, but true. Money. And they claim God gave them this knowledge and this extra biblical word, and instead of giving it to the people, they're going to sell it to the people. My, my, my. But anyway, it says the Jezebel spirit has 6 ways to manipulate you. One will really mess you up. The others are worse. Wow. One will really mess you up. The others are worse. Learn how Jezebel creates a perfect Ahab. Learn how the Jezebel spirit turns your children against you. Discover how the Jezebel spirit destroys a good relationship and marriage. Find out how Jezebel takes over ministries and churches. Also, it says, learn not to give the spirit of Jezebel the main thing she wants. Excuse me. Learn what kind of personal information you give the Jezebel spirit, but should not. Learn how to break free from Jezebel's approval. The Jezebel spirit seldom works alone. Find out who works with her. This could be your best friend. I'm not sure if it means that if you find out who works with her, it could be your best friend, or it could be your best friend that's working with her, and that's really going to be sad, isn't it? So anyway, that's what he's saying. I think he means your best friend could be working with Jezebel's spirit. But anyway, now also he says special tips, proven steps, and wisdom to stop the Jezebel spirit. Discover Jezebel's secret weakness. Did I really just read that? Discover Jezebel's secret weakness. Oh, knowing this weakness gives you the edge. Learn how to remove the guards of the Jezebel spirit. These guards are more dangerous than you think. Learn how Jezebel finds your spiritual weakness. Learn the three most effective ways to stop the Jezebel spirit. Said these people stop Jezebel, and you can too. Samuel from Colorado says, I've encountered everything you wrote about. Now I know what to do about it. Another one is named Deborah from Ohio says, I knew something was wrong, but I couldn't put my finger on what it was. Now I see clearly it was a Jezebel spirit. It's come to get me. I'm sorry. Another one, Joseph from Arizona said, I have read other materials on the Jezebel spirit, but this is the only stuff that told me what to do about it. Another one says, I was in bondage and abused by the spirit for 7 years. After listening to your teachings, God freed me. I plan to sow that material in the lives of others. God bless you. It's just amazing. I'm sure you read what I was talking to you about. I'm sure you heard what I was reading, telling you about. All these things that this guy supposedly knows that's special that God didn't talk about, but God revealed to him. If this Jezebel spirit is so bad, if it's so bad, then why don't the man just tell everybody what it is for free? If he can't afford to do it, then, folks, all these things are CDs. They're just CDs. They got to make everything so fancy. If it's that urgent, and if it's that important, make some CDs. You can make them yourself. I make CDs all the time, and I even make the covers for them all the time. They're a piece of cake. Simple to do. My goodness sakes, you can take a couple hours a day and make who knows what. Excuse me. You can. But the point of it is that if it's that important, and if souls are being, tormented and lost, and this can help, then do everything you can, Jonas Clark, to get the word out to these people as quickly as possible and as cheaply as possible, and don't take everything away from them in doing so. Don't sell the darn thing for $76.98 and then have specials for $57.99. If you can't afford to send it to them for free, that's fine. That's fine. Charge them $7. The CD and the cover will cost you, throw in a package and let her go, man. But no, $79 or $57.99 on sale. So $58. God told me that this spirit can ruin your life, but I got a way to fix it. But I just can't get myself to do it for you folks unless you can somehow come up with $57, please. It's only $57, folks. You sicko. I don't know. Oh boy. I just really wonder if people hear what we say sometimes, If they really hear what we're saying about how these people are real. The people I talk about on this program are real, folks. These are real, real people. Listen, gotta go. Time flies and you're having fun, doesn't it? God bless you. I love you. The Lord loves you. We'll see you in the morning, folks. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.